It's affecting everyone in the industry, in the business. So the championship itself follows whatever the economy does. And the economy and ourselves, we put on first priority the people. So the most important thing for all of us involved is that we stay safe and that we make sure we go through this. And we can eventually continue racing on circuits.
We had a big surprise at the first race, which was really positive. At the end, we had the performance to finish already on the podium there.
We all wake up because we want to be number ones in what we do.
We arrived in Mexico, and what do we achieve? In qualifying pole position, we chose that the car is really a car to be able to fight at the front.
Then yes, it's a rookie season, and we all know about the competition, but the eager to be on top is always there. We are there to win a race.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
Hello and welcome to Inside E, the latest Porsche Formula E podcast, as we go behind the scenes and give you an exclusive insight into the team. So, who's in the spotlight this time around? Well, I'm delighted to be joined by not one, but two very special guests. Pascal Tsuwelinden, Director Factory Motorsport, and Carlo Viggers, Director Team Management and Business Relations, Porsche Motorsport. Welcome to you both, gentlemen.
Welcome to everyone online.
Thanks for having us.
Pascal, if I can start with you. You were my guest in one of our previous podcasts back in November when, of course, there was a huge sense of excitement and anticipation ahead of the season. And what a 4 months it's been.
It was a busy, busy 4 months at the end with lots of racing and lots of lessons learned.
We'll discuss that in greater detail later on in the program. But Carlo, let's talk to you about your career with Porsche. You've been with Porsche since 2013, and perhaps you can tell me some of your career highlights over the last years.
I think the biggest highlight is actually coming and join Porsche Motorsport. I think it's in all the brands, it's the one with the biggest heritage and with the biggest, I would say, family affair inside the company. So working in Porsche Motorsport already is an achievement. Then when I got the offer to join the newly formed LMP1 team in 2013 and become leader of a small team, which was called Team Management, I think this was the next step. And then working with Fritz and Andreas, Urs and all the others and building up the team, the operations, but also the business side of the team was, I think, was a pleasure. And then going through the ups and downs, 2014, when we did quite a well performance at Le Mans, but also learned what it means actually to not finish a race and then come back and then winning three times in a row Le Mans in such a big team, an international team with so many different nationalities and a driver cast of over 6 to 9 drivers, I think is definitely something special and which will stay with Pascal, with myself, forever in our careers.
Carlo, what do you think of Porsche and its rich heritage in motorsport? And you mentioned there being part and head of team management LMP1, winning Le Mans 3 times in a row, that one of the most iconic races in the world. Fond memories, you must look back and feel that sense of emotion and pride, because there is something very special about the Porsche family.
Well, Sam, honestly, the strongest and the biggest memory when you ask this question, which comes in my mind first, is not winning, is 2014 when we entered the first time the paddock and when we actually really felt what it means to be Porsche Motorsport, being representing Porsche in Le Mans with all these heritage. Because, you know, preparing, testing, visiting, and making the plans. And then all of a sudden we entered for the test day in Le Mans and we saw all these big advertisements, this big presence of Porsche. I think we all realized that this pressure is way bigger than what we anticipated. So I think 14 was the foundation for us. And then the winning moments. And then surely it was 15 was the win, which will stay with us forever. entering three cars for the first time, which was a huge and tremendous experience, but also an exercise for everyone involved, because they were all used to handle two cars, but none of the key players were used to, in daily life, working with three car crews.
It's something I alluded to in my previous question, Carlo, about the sense of the Porsche family, which is something incredibly unique and special.
It's exactly the two words you mentioned. It's unique and it is special. And all the motorsport brands, they live from their heritage and they all call themselves family. And every community has this family or this sense of family. But in Porsche overall, you can feel and touch the family. You see Walter and Porsche at the circuit. You see the support of the board members for the racing teams and for the racing programs. And this goes through bad times and this goes through good times. So I think family in the company in Porsche, and especially in these days when we're talking now today and facing external factors which bring us all to new challenges, family is the most important thing. And in Porsche, it's not just the word, it's there.
Can I talk to you about your new role, your current role as Director, Team Management and Business Relations, Porsche Motorsport? And perhaps you can give our listeners a bit of an insight into what your role specifically entails.
Well, so I joined 2013 with the intention and also with a clear order to do it for one team, your LMP1 team. So there's one goal, it's the World Championship, and this is winning Le Mans. And this is it, and you focus, everyone in the team, full focus on this one. Now, in the new role, and which is the same for Pascal and myself, is overlooking all the programs on the non-technical, on the commercial, on the organizational side, which makes it a super, super interesting challenge, but at the same time, it's taken away the 100% focus on one program. So I think we are growing into new roles with this new organization, and we are looking at a wider stuff, which makes it a great challenge.
So therefore, your responsibility, I guess, GT Sport, and of course now the Formula E campaign.
It's GT, it's Formula E, it's everything which we do, it's everything which we bring on track to get it racing. And at the same time, it is that we think we can do, we can help benefiting the customer teams as well from what the works teams do. So in Porsche Motorsport, it's a full variety, and it starts with after sales and it ends with works drivers racing. And the biggest challenge we all have in the leading team, and this is concerning all the leaders we have, is making sure we create a future for Porsche Motorsport, which is bright.
So specifically, when we talk about Formula E, maybe just give us an insight into your tasks and your responsibilities surrounding Porsche's involvement within this particular series?
Well, in terms of team management, we support the head of operations, which is Emil, and make sure that Emil has a free bag, basically, so that everything which is on the organizational task or side is done, and is done more or less in a way that it is not seen. And the idea of team management in every team is that we provide a working environment from traveling to catering to working spaces that everyone in the team can perform at his maximum, at 100%, at every time and every day. In the business side, Formula E is incredibly a prospering project because there's so many brands want to be involved because we are facing new target groups. It's a new endeavor for everyone, for the championship with all its commercial deals and partners, but so does for us as a team. On the driver's side, it is together with Emil and Malte and Pascal, making sure we find the best driving lineup. And we make sure, again, these drivers find an environment from a medical point, from a sporting point, from a well-being point of view, that they also feel comfortable to jump into the car and in the end deliver what they have to do, because they are the last bit in the team which gets everything which all the people surrounding them have provided, and they have to deliver on track for the team, for the company, for commercial partners, for marketing and for press in the end of the day.
You mentioned the team element. quite a difference, Carlo, from LMP1 days, a much more compact, smaller team with Formula E.
100%. And I think if you look back what Emil described in his experiences in your podcast, the biggest challenge, but also the beauty about this one, is it's a smaller team. And, you know, if you compare this to other sporting disciplines, possibly it's like a volleyball team in the 80s. Everyone has to cover for everyone. And yes, there is all specialists, but because it's only 20 odd people in operations, they come in as one crew, they set up as one team, they operate as one team, and they live and breathe together. So it's a different mentality to a team where you send 80 or 90 people. It's easier to form a culture for Emil. And I think when you look inside the team, you actually see that the boundaries between mechanics, engineers, marketing, press, order people, it becomes smaller and smaller and smaller, and they become more and more a team or a family in the big family.
Pascal, it seems like only yesterday when you joined me on the line for our previous Inside E podcast, when we were, of course, looking forward to the start of the season. And here we are now in March. We've had 5 races. So how would you assess the season so far, with Porsche, of course, making its debut in the championship?
During our last podcast, at the end, we discussed what are the targets for the season. And we clearly said that the target should be to be able to go on the podium at the end of the season. We had a big surprise at the first race, which was really positive. At the end, we had the performance to finish already on the podium there. And after that, many people were saying, yeah, probably it was a bit luck, and it was we didn't manage to go back at the front. But at the end, we arrived in Mexico, and what do we achieve? In qualifying pole position, which shows that the car is really a car to be able to fight at the front. For sure, in races, we have still a lot to learn, but for a rookie season, we have to be really happy with what the team achieved in only 5 races.
What would you say, with 5 races under your belt, what would you say have been the key challenges?
So key challenges are that we arrive at the racetrack and we never drove there. And we have only a few hours before we go in qualifying to learn what we have to learn to be able to be quick, and also in qualifying, but also in the race. And this is the biggest challenge, how to adapt so quickly without having any experience on this racetrack. And going out from one session to the other, like in Riyadh, you had 2 seconds different in lap time. This you would have in a normal racetrack. Sometimes it would be like driving in the rain and in the dry, but it was always dry. But because it's not a permanent racetrack, it's always changing. Conditions are changing, and you need to learn quickly and adapt quickly. This is a challenge.
So I suppose in terms of the learnings, you're constantly learning, you're constantly gathering data. I mean, it is taking quite literally making your debut season. It's constantly learning and constantly evolving.
At the end, every time the car is rolling out of the box, we are learning. You could see also we had some downs, like when we got some penalties. At the end, what we saw there in the data, why we got the penalty, we never saw it before. So every time we go out, we learn. And this is our rookie season. We really start from zero, as we said, from before the season already. And we are still living like this. Every time we go out, we learn and we concentrate on ourselves. It's a full learning season.
Carlo, let's bring you into the conversation here. No doubt, considering how united the team are, that there's very much the feeling of staying hungry for more achievements, considering how the season has panned out so far.
Well, staying hungry is more than just a claim, as was start from zero. I think staying hungry is a mentality. Staying hungry is what we do in daily life. We all wake up because we want to be number ones in what we do. And we always travel. And yes, it's a rookie season, and we all know about the competition, but the eager to be on top is always there. So we stay hungry for more experience, but we stay hungry. And as Emil always says when he has an open moment, we are there to win a race eventually.
Pascal, there's no doubt the build up to the season, there was so much hype, so much attention surrounding the Targ Heuer Porsche Formula E team with Porsche making their debut. Do you feel ultimately in your role that there's huge pressure on you guys?
At the end, I would say the pressure is the same as every time Porsche rolls out. As Carlo said, with such an heritage, at the end, every time a Porsche rolls out, everyone awaits that we win. So I wouldn't say the pressure is different. We just go to the racetrack to get the best results. And for sure, the target is always to win. And that's what we are there for. So the pressure is the same as we have always.
Carlo, the Formula E season, of course, the current situation is that the championship has been temporarily suspended due to coronavirus. So what's the current situation from the team's perspective?
I think, Sam, in this situation, the most important thing is to walk away a little bit from this small, let's say, the small area of motorsport or Formula E, because it's a worldwide thing. So it's affecting everyone in the industry, in the business. So the championship itself follows whatever the economy does. And the economy and ourselves, we put on first priority the people. And when we touch base on family and Porsche, we should also touch base on the bigger community. So the most important thing for all of us involved is that we stay safe and that we make sure we go through this and we can eventually continue racing on circuits. Where are we now in the championship? And I think the championship here did a fantastic job in making a clear move and a clear cut and saying, listen, this is unpredictable. So we go into these phases. And the championship says we are under red flag right now, which I think is a nice picture. We move into a yellow flag and eventually we get into a green flag. Now, this green flag period is where we all estimate we don't know. We can't. We simply don't. I think we live day by day, hour by hour, with the first priority on safety for the people, for everyone involved. Secondly, I think we should try and make sure that as many people can stay in the business, because there's lots of suppliers, there's people who live on a day-by-day basis. They live and live on traveling to circuits, and you know, this is the way they make their money. So I think we need to look after these, if we can, somehow also to make sure the ecosystem is still up and running when it comes to racing again. So we are now under red flag in the championship.
But it's great to see Formula E as a united front. I know as a team, you fully support everyone involved in Formula E and indeed the decision that's been made by the FIA.
100%. And with this crisis, I think the speciality is that we don't have any experience in this one. So we all have experience in life and we experience different situations. This one, what happens right now, is all unexpected and it's all without any fallback scenarios. So yes, I think key is stay united, but also trust the people who take the decisions right now. And FIA and FVO, in our opinion, and I think I can speak for everyone involved in Porsche, are doing a very, very good job at this moment in time.
Pascal, give me an insight. What happens in Weissach now, given the current situation worldwide?
And then, as you said, the health is always at top front. So we are looking after everyone in the family, in the Porsche family. And most of the guys are working from home. All what we can do from home, we do it now from home. And the workshop is shut down to the minimum. That's how we live it. At the end, everything is that everyone stays healthy and that the Porsche family all stay together. That's our target.
What are your thoughts on esports as an alternative?
Esports at the moment is probably one of the only motorsports category which can still run. And we can see it also in social media and everywhere. All our drivers to stay fit in their driving. They are doing a lot of esports games. And that's a really good alternative to stay in the business for the time being and for in contact with the fans.
Yeah, that interaction is so important, isn't it?
Yes, at the end, the fans are also at home now. They have also times, but we have nothing to give them on the racetrack. So the best way is using esport as a general alternative.
Carlo, in these uncertain times, you know, the current commercial situation, you must be extremely thankful for the understanding and solidarity of the partners.
Yes, we are. We have a great bunch of partners. I think we entered Formula E with 12 partners from the beginning of season 6, or the car lounge even, and we are in constant contact with all of them. And in this special situation, it's not only us, it's them as well suffering. So I think, again, it's a united front, and we all agree on the priorities, and safety comes first, and it's the people who come first. And then we talk it down, and we see what we can do for each other, and how we overcome this situation, and actually how we go forward. And to touch on what Pascal said, on esport, you know, esport is the discipline which we all try to experience, and which we all had as a second league. Now, all of a sudden, it comes to a point where all people are looking at esport right now. So esport is the one with the most momentum in, for commercial partners, for drivers, for sim racers, but also for gamers. So I think what we see in the next weeks is more activities, not only as a substitution for our current drivers, but also in the whole as a general. But one thing is sure, if there is a race, it's digital for the next weeks.
Mm. I mean, it's very difficult to predict, Carlo, what comes next. I guess day by day, you're just monitoring the situation closely and looking after the team.
We do. All of us do in his various areas and in professional aspects. But again, I think we all follow higher authorities and the companies and the government as well, because the safety aspect is on such a high priority that everything else comes below. And yes, we monitor day by day, but we are not in a position to tell you what happens next Monday. If you look at team operations, as Pascal said, we brought it down to the minimum. We are not doing any Zoom sessions at the moment because safety comes first. And we all understood that this is my priority for now.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me on the line today. Keep safe, and let's hope that we go racing very soon. But many thanks for joining me on Inside E.
Thank you.
Thank you, and to all our fans, stay safe.
If you'd like more information, follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter and Instagram, or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.